We're here at the American Coalition for Ethanol's Biofuels Beltways March, the second day. With me is Ron Alverson, who is the president of ACE. And Ron, tell me a little bit about where you're from.
I'm from Chester, South Dakota, and involved with an ethanol plant in the also in the corn industry there for many, many years. And east central South Dakota, northwest of Sioux Falls, about 40 miles.
Well, we had our first day yesterday visiting lawmakers on the Hill and visiting with some of the senators and congressmen as well as their staff members. And you had a couple of visits, the one that I was with you on. And tell me about what kind of reaction you got from the staff and the lawmakers that you saw.
You know, we were really well received, and we kind of went into some, we thought were going to be some pretty hard places. Representatives from Alabama, from Pennsylvania, from Rhode Island, and I guess Nebraska, and that was an easy one, obviously. But they were very cordial, and they listened well. And you know, ethanol has become a national issue, and they were pretty in tune with what's going on out there, and very supportive. So we were really pleased with what happened yesterday. So.
Well, and while we're here, you know, we've heard a lot about, it seems like everybody who's been watching TV has seen the ads that have been on. As the ethanol people are on the Hill talking to the lawmakers about the importance of keeping the RFS, it seems like some other folks are busy trying to get at them through the media to tell them how bad ethanol is.
Everybody's heard the API, well, some of the stuff that the API support, the American Petroleum Institute, and they keep hammering on two things. Mostly it's the food versus fuel debate. You know, people are just morally against using corn they perceive as food for fuel. And the other one, that ethanol hurts your motor, your car motor, your boat motor, your small gasoline motor, whatever. And they've been quite effective against that, and it's actually kind of put us on our heels. But we've got some really good arguments and good data and everything that shows it's just not the case. So about all we can do is go out and tell our story. So.
Well, when you meet with the staff members from states that are not corn states, like Rhode Island, for example, what are some of the questions that you got from them?
Food versus fuel came up more times yesterday than we've really had. So that's really kind of a pervasive problem that we have, I think, to switch that public perception that corn really, you know, the type of corn that's grown across the Midwest and produced in such great quantities, not a lot of that is directly made into human food. You know, we take the starch out, and really all the high-value nutrients are left. Protein is three times what the original corn was in the distiller's grain. So if you think about starvation in the world and malnutrition in the world, it's really caused from a lack of protein and minerals and vitamins. We're taking the starch out. All those other high-value nutrients are there to contribute to the food supply. So very little is taken out of the food supply when you really think about it on a scientific basis.
Well, another thing that we did here was we got a chance to hear from representatives of the EPA as well as the Secretary of Agriculture and a representative from the White House. Your reaction to some of their comments?
Yeah, you know, I was pretty optimistic after hearing, especially the folks from the EPA. They had this long process, the process where everybody had the chance to weigh in on their proposal to reduce the RFS. And I think they're going to listen to the comments. 200,000 comments were submitted to the EPA, and I think overwhelmingly it was in favor of leaving RFS as is. So, and I'm pretty confident that they're going to come up with something that's not as down as far as what they're proposing. Maybe a compromise between the original RFS and what they're proposing. So.
Well, overall, what's your feeling about the ethanol industry? You have the biggest crowd you've had here at this particular event, and it seems like there's a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of optimism.
You know, we were really motivated after the EPA proposed that, so it's caused a lot of grassroots support to rise up and tell our story, come out and really tell our story how the difference that the ethanol industry has made to our Midwest communities and our economies and the corn producers up and down Main Street all across the Midwest. It's really a positive thing for the us and the world, and really we think the whole United States to be less reliant on foreign oil.
All right, great. Well, thanks a lot, Ron. It's been a pleasure to be here and to see all the folks here, and I really do think you're making a difference, and people are very motivated. Here at the ACE Biofuels Beltway March, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.